Hello, 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 and welcome to another bonus episode! Welcome to another bonus episode of me and Mickey W, chit-chatting back and forth to each other. Apologies if you hear my dad yarping on outside. I've got the window open, it's quite hot in here. So you might be a bit of noise bleed because I'm unprofessional. Ooh, yeah! Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Anyway, so at the top of this episode, in the first voice note I sent to Michael, I say this was recorded over a 24-hour period, but it actually ended up being like a 2.5-day stretch because there's a little bit of radio silence throughout the day. We weren't quite as on the ball with our voice noting as in the previous bonus episode. But anyway, another bonus episode. I hope you enjoy it.
Good morning, player. Remember, we're doing the 24 hours of voice notes today. So just sitting here, my fat circle, mum. Whoa! Yes. Watching Real Housewives.
It's a cameo from my circle mum there. Won't call her fat. You shouldn't comment on other people's bodies like that. Unless someone decides to reclaim the word fat and use it in a celebratory, uplifting way. And it will be uplifting because they're usually quite buoyant. When I say they, me, I'm 16 and a half stone now. I am a fat person. I don't mind calling myself that. Oh, technical difficulties. Oh, back again.
The weird thing about the Jeffrey Toobin thing is, like, they said that they only had a 10-minute... They were doing a simulation, an election simulation, and they had 10 minutes... of recess, and then they had to reconvene. Like, how horny do you have to be to try and, like, squeeze the toothpaste from bung one out in that 10-minute space during a work call? It's mad. Like, I don't think I've ever been that horny where I tried to fit in a wank in a 10-minute time frame. Like, if I wank, I've got a day of not much to do.
Jeffrey Toobin is someone who usually covers legal matters. He's a writer for The New Yorker, and during an election simulation, he was watched masturbating by his colleagues, but he, unbeknownst to him, he thought he'd muted, shut down the video on a Zoom call, but hadn't, and started masturbating in quite a compressed amount of time. I mean, as I say, trying to bung one out in what is essentially work hours in a 10-minute recess is a bit strange. Me and Michael go on to talk about this at length. At his length. But these are the perils of remote working, remote talking, remote anything, because it's this weird merging of your private cloistered realm and the professional. I use the word realm too much. I need to find another word for realm.
It's such a compressed, urgent space of time. But the time frame is too truncated to try and fit in a wank. It's
See, I'm not too fussed about, like, the condensed time frame of it. I think, you know, if you need a wank, have a wank. Like, if nature calls, you know, bust one out, whatever. But I think ideally all masturbation should be done behind a locked door or in the dark. And by all accounts, it was neither of those things. So honestly, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. And I can't even like find the humor in it. I think like a lot of people on Twitter it was like one of those Twitter moments where people almost like got excited because it was like absolutely ripe to make jokes about and take the piss out of it. And it was just like one of those Twitter moments. But I don't know, it just feels so just depressing and grubby and horrible, like for his work colleagues and just like fucking psychopath. Like, what are you thinking? In like, it, you know, the world we live in now, he's in a work situation, and what the fuck were you thinking? So yeah, I can't even like, I don't know, get any, it's mental, and you know, just the absurdity of it makes your ears prick up, but like I can't even get any joy of like making jokes out of it just because it's so fucked up. I think,
wait, I think you've got this wrong. Do you think he done it on purpose? Do you think he intentionally masturbated? So when you read the Vice article, like it was completely accidental. They were on calls. They were each in their own homes on a work call. So he's in the privacy of his own home, and he thought he'd hung up, and that no one was watching. It was just purely accidental.
Might hear a little bit of echo on that voice note, and the reason being is that I was in the bathroom curling out a shite. I used to work with someone who called them diglets, and I like that.
Like they were in their respective homes, all linked up on a Zoom call, and then during a pause in the proceedings, he decided to pop one off. But didn't realise that he hadn't hung up the Zoom call. So yeah, I mean, it's grubby for like to have to bear witness to that as his colleagues being forced to endure that or even, you know, get a glimpse of it is horrible. But it's not like he was purposely rubbing his colleagues' noses in it. He thought he was a man in private. Privately masturbating his knob off.
At my old work, there was a staff room, and it was connected to like an ensuite bathroom. So the bathroom was just an extension of the room you were already in. And so if the staff room was full of people and you're doing a shit, they can like hear everything you're doing. It was didn't really give you much privacy. And when I'm at home and you're quite casual, I sometimes like flop out my dick prematurely as I'm going into the bathroom in preparation for doing a slash inside the bathroom. But there's, and I once when I was in work, I forgot where I was and got out my dick while there was people in the staff room behind me. But luckily, obviously, my back was to them. They didn't see what happened, but it was just like a moment of like a brain. Like, that could have got me in all sorts of trouble. Just like my brain momentarily malfunctioned and I forgot that I wasn't in my private home. But yeah, luckily no one saw.
But you wank in the dark. That's weird. I like to get over and done with. I could say, like I'm having to expel gas, but cummy gas. Like, I don't want to have a tantric wank. I don't want to make a big ceremony of it. I don't want to like tease myself. I don't want to like delay gratification to make the wank more enjoyable. I don't want a cat and mouse. My own self, but I don't want to tempt. I don't want to be a temptress to my own self with wanking. I just want to get it over and done with.
Yeah, I think you've misunderstood what I meant slightly. Yeah, obviously they're all in their own homes and stuff, but for all intents and purposes now, your home, your desk with that computer on, that is your office. That's how people work now. And, you know, I assume, you know, we're 7 months into the pandemic now. I assume that he's been on Zoom calls for long enough to have some sort of grasp of how it all works. So to be in that space, you know, that is a, that's a space that is created to be a workspace now. That's how we're living our lives, to literally be on a 10-minute break in what is essentially your workspace and think, oh, do you know what, I'm gonna literally, the second that that's finished, we're just on a break, I'm gonna stay in the exact same location, I'm not gonna go to the toilet or whatever, and use the same computer. Yeah, that, to me, that just seems fucking weird. And yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it was, I think Doug Stanhope said it, that he treats it like drain and assist. And that's exactly how I see it. Just get it done, get it over and done with.
Yeah, I know that, yeah, there's been like a strange merging of the professional realm and the private realm.
But fucking realm.
Getting away from the fact that you are occupying a private space, and so there's quite a quick transition the moment you log off that work call back into private grubby bedroom practices. So come on, it's right, it's like the prestige of the New Yorker. And then one of its flagship journalists, one of the stalwarts of the New Yorker team, has been found doing that. It's kind of, yeah, it's perfect comedy fodder. You ever used Uber Eats? I'm going to town on Uber Eats. I'm mucking about. I've just discovered it. Getting cans of Diet Coke delivered at like 8 in the morning along with a big bar of Cadbury's. There's not anything that is small enough for me to not consider getting delivered by an Uber Eats delivery man. I think I'm fucking mad on it.
I should say man or woman. I don't know why I said. I think it's because all the people who have delivered stuff to me so far have been men. And I always tip them 50% because I believe in rewarding good service and just flinging money about. It's why I've already rinsed sort of a big sum of money that I was given. My outgoings are small. I live quite an ascetic life. I don't have a social life, and I believe in evenly distributing wealth, whether that's in a macro sense when it comes to distributing the money of the state, or a micro sense, which is me giving 50% of the Uber Eats, a 50% tip to an Uber Eats driver for bringing around 4 cans of Diet Coke so I couldn't be bothered to wash my hair.
I wish they delivered magazines. That would be a good addition to the Uber Eats website. So I love eating magazines.
Well, as I wash my hair, it's because I can't leave the house without washing my hair. Can't do it. I can't just pop down the shop when I've woken up. I need to be fully clean, give my teeth a rigorous brush. I brush them about 7 times a day. That's why I've got receding gums. Yeah, I might have the facial hair and the general mien of someone who is part of the great unwashed, but even at my most druggy and hectic, I was always extremely clean, use a lot of facial and hair treatments, etc. Fold up my clothes. Yeah, I can't live in squalor and detritus. Always need my windows to be wide open, a lot of fresh air. I never close the curtains. I need everything to be open, airy, and clean. But then we are living during the pandemic, so the air is infected air. Dangerous, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you saying that he shouldn't like face any consequences and it should just be chalked up as like an awful, horrible accident? Yeah, I used Uber Eats once to get a McDonald's, and by the time it got here, it was cold, so it was just really depressing. But when we were at like the height of lockdown, we were using Deliveroo to get deliveries from a petrol station that's got like a Marks and Spencers on the side of it. And that was like our lifeline in the early stages. So, yeah, I totally understand the thrill of getting food delivered. It's very exciting, but I think I'm on the opposite end of the journey to you at the moment, mate. I'm losing weight. I'm not eating sugar or chocolate at the moment, and I've realised recently that I can fit into all my clothes that I got too fat for. So I'm on like a real, just trying to eat healthy and go for a walk at least once a day, and just try not be just fat, and just really bored of being fat. Just so bored of fatness. I think it's just because I've got a receding hairline as well, and I just can't be bald and fat. That is just absolutely a step too far. So obviously the hair's not going to grow back. So losing weight is, if I can be like a slim sort of, you know, ideally like lean and muscular, but that's probably not going to happen. If I can be that sort of bald guy, I could probably deal with that. But if I just keep getting fatter and fatter and bolder, then that's just a recipe for bad vibes. And when I say bad vibes, I just mean intense self-loathing. Do you know exactly what I'm aiming for is Stanley Tucci. If I can just be a handsome, bald man with Stanley Tucci's got the most beautiful arms, the muscular, lovely, hairy Italian arms. Nice pair of glasses. If I can do that, that'd be perfect.
So we'll end on Michael appreciating male aesthetic there. Stanley Tucci has got very nice defined arms and what's it called? Triceps. Good. I've got good old triceps. Or I used to have. I used to do loads of push-ups and army workouts and stuff. I'm fat now. I'm fat. I'll get back there when I'm sexually active. That's when I'll really make an effort again. Because people say, do it for yourself. Why? Why? Why do it for myself? No one's got to look at the bod. I can just shroud it in this sort of teddy bear jumper that I'm wearing at the moment and be fat and enjoy eating, because there's no need for me to do anything differently. I cancelled myself out sexually for the time being, but hope you enjoyed that bonus episode, and we'll do the second half of that next Sunday. So next Sunday and a normal episode on Tuesday, as always. Thank you. Love you.